Hi everyone, so I'm just going to dive right on into these questions. Number one, how long have you been recording erotic audios? As of today, it has been exactly 1 year and 2 weeks. Number two, how did you get started and what made you want to start? I don't really know how I got started. I discovered GWA around the time when I had just been diagnosed with a chronic illness. And the first few years of that was just figuring out what medications work for me, what lifestyle changes I needed to make, what doctors I liked. I mean, just that sort of thing. And it really does take years to do that. And I was really lonely. I was really depressed. I had really bad anxiety all the time. And that was on top of my actual, the actual symptoms of my illness. So I was just in a really dark place, and I kind of fell into a Tumblr rabbit hole, came out and found GWA at the end of it somehow, and the rest is kind of history. What made me want to start is just that I really wanted to give back. Those audios got me through some really, really dark times where I was literally... I was exhausted all the time. All I did was like sit in a hot bath and like smell lavender oil, like just trying to take my meds. And like, that was it. That was my life. I didn't have any friends. I just couldn't really muster up the energy to be a part of a real two-way relationship. So to have the comfort and the intimacy and just the attention of a one-way relationship, of someone giving me everything that's required in a romantic or in a sexual sense, but didn't require anything back of me. Wow, that was like best case scenario. I don't believe I found something like that. Like, that's amazing. I recommend audios to anyone who ever feels alone, because just knowing that someone is there saying, hey, you're good, you're okay, you're beautiful, you're fine, and you don't have to express anything back, you can just accept that. And it just made me feel so good at a time where I felt so horrible all the time. So what made me want to start is just that I want to be that for someone else, if at all possible. I hope I am now. If possible, I want to be that if I'm not already that for someone. So, number three, what is your favorite subject to record about? Well, I think it's going to be a tie between BDSM stuff. Any BDSM stuff is great. I just really enjoy writing, period. So, being able to write, like, my favorite kinks is super fun. I'm gonna say that the BDSM stuff is probably my favorite, but probably tied with the Safe for Work audios. Even though I just started doing them, I have a lot that are written and just haven't been recorded yet, so I'm having a lot of fun with that too. Number four, what do you like the most about recording erotic audio? Hands down, the people that I have met. Like, if I talk about it too much, I will cry. Like, people are so nice. I did not ever imagine in my whole life that making porn is where I would meet some of the sweetest people. Like, I still can't believe it. It sounds so ridiculous when I say it out loud. But yeah, making porn, at least making this type of porn, this is where all the cool people are. Everyone is so sweet and generous and encouraging and just really, really awesome. Everyone's great. I've had like no bad experiences with anyone in the community, and that's absolutely my favorite part. I did not think I would make real friends, but now that seems so silly to me. All right, so last but not least, number five, you meet the GWA genie and they agree to grant you one erotic audio wish. What erotic audio wish do you make? Okay. I'm gonna say Yeah, I'm going to say my erotic audio wish is for infinite ramble faps. Yeah, I love ramble faps. I think that the sexiest possible thing is like, tell me what you like as you are like expressing your like for it. Like, I don't know why. I guess I just really love the intimacy of being inside of someone's head and it being sort of like this improvisational thing. And it's not to say that I don't listen to scripts, I definitely listen to scripts, but I love a good ramble fap where the person is just really into it, really into their kink, and just I'm just diving deep in their brain with them. I just think that's so hot. Like, what could be hotter than that? Just express someone expressing their kink very genuinely, and it's just coming from their own kinky little brain. I love it. I think it's adorable and sexy. All right, so that is it. Thank you so much, guys. Bye.